Here's a photo called Stairwell Paperclip, and I include it here because it's sort of an example of why you should always keep your eyes open, because you never know when a photographic opportunity will present itself. As we've heard many times, the best camera is the one you have with you, but in this case, the one I had with me, it allowed me to take this photo, but it would have been nice to have a different camera, or at least a different lens, in order to really take the photo I wanted to, and I'll get to that in a little bit. To take this photo, I had to deliver some papers across to another building on campus. I grabbed my camera because I happen to have it with me, thinking maybe I'll find a photographic opportunity. It never hurts to look. And sure enough, I got to the fifth floor of this building, looked down, and saw that there was what appeared to be a giant green old paperclip. I thought it might be cool to take a picture. Well, the problem was I had my 50mm lens and my D200, and both of these presented unique challenges. In order to get this particular photo, I had to stand way up on my tiptoes and try and look down through the viewfinder of my camera to get the position and the framing right. There's no live view on this camera, and there's no articulating screen. So if you had a different camera, like today, you might have the D5200. By Nikon has an articulating screen. Canon, the 60D, the 70D. A lot of cameras have an articulating screen, so you can just sort of hold it out, bend the camera any way you want, and then you hold the screen separately almost. It sort of folds out so you can see what your camera sees. Well, the D200 doesn't have that, and I kind of had to maneuver myself into position to take this photo. It was weird, and I'm not entirely happy with the photo itself. I wish that there was a little more room on the sides so you could see the whole paperclip effect. But I am pleased with how it turned out, given my limitations. I can actually go back to this building anytime I want, and I could just take a new photo with a wider lens, but that's okay. I'm okay with it as it is. One thing about this photo, though, is I had to cheat a little bit. I had to edit it in post. It's actually a composite of two images, and I don't remember what is all from one image and what's from the other. Maybe I took one of the sides, like the extreme right or left-hand side, and put that in there from another image. I don't remember. But this speaks to an ongoing debate in photography as far as what is acceptable for post-production. Is it okay to remove blemishes on the skin? Is it okay to remove, let's say, a piece of garbage if you're taking a landscape photo? Or should you do no retouching to sort of preserve the integrity of the photo? Well, that's not for me to say. It's for you as a photographer to decide. What do you want to get across in your photo? What are you trying to convey to your audience? Do you need to do some retouching to make that happen? Keep in mind that all photos are retouched in some way or other. When you take a photo, even on your iPhone, the camera is processing different things in the phone from the raw sensor data to get the actual picture that you see. In real life, our eyes don't have the same depth of field effect that a lot of lenses do. And so when you see a picture of a flower and it's nice and sharp and the rest of the photo is blurred out, well, our eyes don't really see like that on a normal basis unless you're in extenuating optical circumstances. So is that okay to use the natural properties of a lens to blur out some of the photo? I don't know. It's a question that's much bigger than this blog post. But the point that I want to make here, though, is that it's important to know your tools, know how to use them, and know what you want to create. Photoshop is a tool, just like your camera is a tool. And you have to know how to use these tools in order to get what's in your mind on your digital film.